For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. As of this afternoon, people under 21 years of age will not be able to purchase tobacco products or electronic cigarettes within Columbia City limits. The Columbia City Council voted last night to approve the changes, as well as add e-cigarettes to Columbia's indoor smoking ban. All three proposals from Councilmember Ginny Chadwick passed 6-1, with Laura Nauzer being the lone dissenter. Nauzer said there are a few reasons she voted against these proposals.
Two issues for me. Smoking tobacco is a legal product. Still in this country today, with people who don't like cigarettes, it is still a legal product that can be legally consumed. Second of all across this country, including our state, the age of majority is 18. You are considered an adult.
Mayor Bob McDavid worked for 3 decades as an obstetrician and gynecologist and has seen the harms of smoking firsthand in the forms of birth defects, among other things. He says despite his beliefs that people should be able to do what they want, this ordinance will benefit the city long term.
If this action tonight, there are a couple of 12-year-olds in the city of Columbia who, because cigarettes are a little harder to get, don't start smoking, then this ordinance will have been well worth it, and any tax revenue lost will have been a great investment in Columbia's future.
It is still legal for 18 to 21-year-olds to possess tobacco products or e-cigarettes. They just cannot purchase them within the city. Columbia now becomes the 47th city in the country to adopt a Tobacco 21 ordinance. A Missouri appeals court has upheld a lower court's ruling that evidence of a marijuana-growing operation found in a university professor's home can't be used against him because of an invalid search warrant. Matthew Rausch was a professor in Northwest Missouri State University's communications department when he made what he thought was a humorous comment on Facebook in August 2013 about wanting to go to the top of the campus bell tower with a rifle and Gatling gun. Campus police were notified of the comment and got a warrant to search his home for guns, but instead found evidence of a marijuana-growing operation, though that evidence must now be suppressed. The first natural gas station open to the public is now operating in Kansas City. The $2.1 million station that opened Monday is a partnership with Clean Energy, which owns about 500 natural gas stations in the U.S. The Kansas City Star reports the station will be used to fuel the city's natural gas vehicles, but it will also offer 3 pumps every day for the public. A 4th pump will be added later. The city already has 4 stations for its fleet of 300 vehicles. Missouri's unemployment rate has fallen to its lowest point in more than 6 years. The State Department of Economic Development released data Tuesday showing the seasonally adjusted jobless rate dropped from 5.9% in October to 5.6% in November. That puts the unemployment rate at its lowest since May 2008. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.